Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tough Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Monday, February 7th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up 10 cents at 630 and a half, March wheat up 7.25 cents at 770 and a half, and March beans up 23 and 3/4 cents at 1677 and a quarter. The big news this morning, we had a sale of 507,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. That's most likely China. So, you know, we talked about Friday that the way the markets closed, it looked like nobody wanted to be short. People wanted to be long in case there were sales. We got the sales and the markets reacted positively, you know, maybe a little bit more than they needed to be in the corn and the wheat, but certainly in the beans was justified. Beans are now up $2.40 since the first of the year. I can't imagine the WASD is going to be as friendly as everybody thinks it is. So I think if we get a knee-jerk reaction higher, 20 or 30, 40 cents higher, the pros are going to be very willing sellers on that rally. But I mentioned last week that, you know, starting this week, we had two major issues, whether the Chinese would come back from their lunar holidays and buy grain. They certainly bought beans. The other story for this week is the WASD report. Again, I don't think the beans will be quite as bullish as the bulls would like it to be. The corn, you know, they're going to reduce corn crops around the world, but I don't think they're going to shrink the carry world carryouts and the U.S. carryouts as much as people would think they might out here. But the other issue out here is the Russian-Ukrainian situation. Everybody seems, you know, hell-bent on thinking that the Russians are going to invade Ukraine sometime between now and the end of the Olympics. There's also plenty of talk that President Xi is going to order movement on Taiwan. I think they view the president's response in Afghanistan as a weak stance, that he really won't do much if they take over Taiwan and Ukraine. So I think it's imminent out here, but, you know, who knows? Maybe there'll be some last-minute deals or wrangling, maybe some threats that might make a difference out here that could change things. Brazil is going to be dry. Southern Brazil is going to be drier in the next 10 days. So is Argentina. But it's going to be wet in northern Brazil. But, you know, Brazil has pretty much done its thing now. Argentina could use more rains. But, you know, again, they've had some decent rains, which I think will help. Crude oil has backed off here. It's a dollar off its highs. I don't know if that'll have a big impact on the markets. Silver is sharply higher. It's up 39 cents. Gold's up $5, Bitcoin's up another $2,000 a coin. So it looks like a little bit of a risk-on kind of day out here today. Beans will have, you know, obvious resistance at $16. We could certainly get up there without too much trouble here today. But I think there'll be plenty of resistance, maybe a turnaround day tomorrow, and we'll have to see what the WASD brings on Wednesday. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.